But I think I'm going to try to let people say their verses. And we're probably close enough to time. There's probably some parents running down the hall right now. But how about we start singing so we have more time to sing? Here you go. All right. Okay, who has the... Yes. Oh, thank you. All right, I saw a hand up right here. What number?
11.
Number 11. Okay. Number 11. Oh, wow, that was a favorite one. We're going to try to focus on the ones on the back, okay? But we'll sing number 11. Will your anchor...
In the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the storm clouds whip and the gables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us whole, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fasten to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your anchor hold in the straits of fear, when the breakers roar and the reef is near, while the surges rage and the wild winds blow? Shall the angry waves and your bark o'erflow? We have an anchor that keeps us whole, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your anchor hold in the floods of death? When the waters flow, chill your latest breath. On the rising tide, you can never fail. While your anchor holds within the veil, we have an anchor that keeps us whole, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Okay, so we're going to try to pick songs from the back cover, which is number 40 to 47. So if you've got one of those, we'll stick with those. I see a hand here. Yes. No, number 47. Okay, excellent.
When he cometh, when
he cometh to take up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, there's a sign in his
it's nice if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're a jewel to Him. He considers you to be precious. Okay, I see your hand.
46.
Number 46. Glad to now, some of you know how to spell and some of you don't, and some of you are learning. I'd like someone to tell me what that first word is. Raise your hand if you can tell me what that first word is, okay? What's that first word? Tidings. Right. Okay. Who can tell me what the next one is? You know what that next word is there?
Bring.
Excellent. And the next one, who can tell me what the next one is? Okay? Yes.
Jesus.
And what's the next one? Save. Who knows the next verse? The next word?
Girl.
Okay. Who knows the next one? Abigail?
Boy.
Okay. And that last one that's very, very important. Let's see here. Okay?
Trust.
Yeah. Glad tidings I bring that Jesus has come to save. You can point to yourself. Me. He calls all the girls. And He wants all the boys too to trust in Him and have all their sins washed away. Now that's very applicable to what we're going to talk about today. Let's see here. How about another song? Someone who hasn't given one out, and I always forget who has already. So let's see. I see a lot of the same hands. Oh, I see a hand over there. Do you have a number on the back sheet there? Look on the very back. Yep. That one right there. Okay. Number, how about the back sheet? Here, pick one back here. 44. Excellent. Number 44.
Into a tent where
so
Now I know that some of you, boys and girls, have told your friends about Jesus. And here is a little boy saying, "Tell it again." He loved to hear it. And I'm sure he wanted other people to hear it too. How about, I always lose track of time. I think we're going to have time for singing later. Let's start with saying the verse. And I'm just going to start way down here and let's see. Is this thing on here? It is. Okay. I think the verse that at least I taught my kids was Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Did anyone else learn that today or this week? Oh, good. A few of you did. Good. All right. If you would like to, if you want to say, if you don't want to, then that's okay. But if you'd like to say the verse.
4:5.
For by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Good job.
For grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
All right. Thank you. Okay. That's okay.
For by grace are we saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
All right, we're getting most of the verse. All right.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourself, Ephesians. No, and it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2, 8.
Okay, good job. All right.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
Good job.
For by grace are you saved through faith.
And that
not of yourselves, is the gift of God. Not by works, so. Lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, 9.
Sorry. All right. You're going to try?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
All right. You're going to try? Okay. By grace.
For by grace we have been saved through faith. Not any, and
not of yourself.
It through faith, the gift of God.
I'm confused now. You want to start over again?
Yeah. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. But not of yourself. Mm-hmm. It is the gift of God.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 2:8.
Okay. By grace.
By grace are you saved through faith. Not by yourself. Not of yourself. It is the gift of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not of works. Lest any man should boast.
Ephesians
2.
Good job. All right, you're right. Okay, that's all right. Or by grace?
By grace. By grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Good job. By grace.
By grace he is saved for faith. Not unto yourselves.
Is
the gift of God. Not.
Oh, works. Ephesians 2.
Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
All right. You want to try?
I need help.
Okay. For by grace.
For by grace.
Are you saved?
are you saved?
Through faith.
Through faith.
And that not of yourselves.
And that not of yourselves.
It is the gift of God.
It is the gift of God.
Not of works.
Not of works.
Lest any man should boast.
Lest any man should boast.
Ephesians.
Ephesians.
2:8-9.
2:8-9.
Good job. Okay. All right. Are we going to try, Bo?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Walk by grace.
Walk by grace.
And save through faith.
And save through faith.
Not of yourself.
Not of yourself.
It is the gift of God.
The gift of God.
Ephesians 2:8.
Ephesians 2:8.
Okay. All right, Ben, are you going to try it?
Go by grace.
By grace.
Are you saved through faith?
Myself.
Saved through faith.
Saved through faith.
Not of yourself.
Not of yourself.
It is the gift of God.
It's the gift of God.
Not of works.
Two.
Thank you. Yeah, good job. All right. I understand. I get confused up there too. All right, go ahead.
By faith are you saved. No, grace. By grace are you saved through faith. It is,
and that?
And not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Not
of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8.
That's all right. It's all right. It's okay if you mess up. I've already messed up at least four times here this morning.
By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, and that not of yourself, lest any man and it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Ephesians
2:8-9.
Good job. Are you going to try? Okay.
Ephesians 2:8-9. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, lest any man shall boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Good job. You going to try? Okay. By grace.
By grace.
By grace you are saved.
Are you saved?
Through faith.
Through faith.
And that
not of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is the gift of God.
Not of
works.
Mm-hmm.
Lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Oh my, good job. I tell you, I'm getting confused. The more I say it, the more I get confused. Did you want to give it a shot? Okay, how about you? All right.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves.
It is.
It is the gift of God.
Not.
And that.
Not and that.
And that.
Oh, I'm confused again already. I'm sure you're doing a great job. How about I start saying it and you for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift. Go ahead.
It is the gift of God.
Not of.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Good job. I sure is nice when you kids have learned it, because I'm forgetting it already. For by
grace you are saved through faith, and not by yourselves, is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
All right, thank you very much.
For by grace ye have been saved through faith, and that is not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Lest any
not of works,
mm-hmm. lest any man shall boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Okay, good job.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Good job. Okay. You going to give it a shot? Okay.
For grace are you saved through faith,
and that
not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9.
Good job.
By grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
All right. Thank you. By grace.
By grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
Thank you very much. All right, Callan. You want to give it a shot? Okay. For by grace.
For by grace are you saved through faith.
Mm-hmm. Not of yourselves.
Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Not of works.
Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Good job. All right.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Okay, good job.
I didn't learn it.
I'm sorry, you didn't learn it? You want me to help you? Okay, all right, Rosemary.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
All right, good job.
By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And not by works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Good job. All right, Abigail.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
All right. Are you going to give it a shot? Okay.
No works is the gift of God, none man. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Oh.
Ephesians 2:8.
Okay, good job. Thank you very much. Okay. Are you going to shot? Give it a try? Okay. Yep. For my grace. I'll let you pass. Okay. Whoa. I'm getting sort of warm. I'm going to have to kill this mic for a second here. So, how do you like my shirt? I just bought it yesterday. I did. I like this shirt. I thought it was very appropriate for this morning. I like the what you're wearing there too. It's very sparkly. I saw the sparkles on the other side of your chin there. That's pretty cool. I see a whole bunch of kids, and I guess some adults too. And when you got up this morning, did you grab your painting clothes? No? Did you grab play clothes? No? Huh. It looks like you grabbed some clothes that are pretty nice. Were they clothes that maybe you've worn all week already and then you put them on today too? No? That's good. That was a scary one. Well, so you've got clothes that you put on that are nice. Why? What? You can raise your hand. Someone tell me, why are we all wearing nice clothes today? Okay, I see a hand over here. I think it's Ricky. Ah, today is the Lord's Day. He said we're in the presence of the Lord. Today is the Lord's Day, and it's appropriate to wear clothes that are respectful and honoring to the Lord. It's not that it's wrong to get dirty if you need to on Sunday, but it's nice to show honor and respect to who, not only the people that we're going to be around here that we can see, but also the Lord. So we have clothing that's appropriate. Who likes to play? Though you're at a conference, so who likes to play? Have any of you been playing yesterday? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Do you think any of you might play today too? Yeah. I'm going to show you something that I don't play with much anymore, but I sure had an awful lot of fun playing with when I was a little kid. Now, I do want to mention to Ethan and other people that are from our assembly that have seen this before, you could just not yell things out, okay? Because if you've seen this before, so other people can experience what we're going to do. And I'm going to show you something. I've got a bucket here. And I've got something really fun in the bucket. I used to spend a lot of time playing with this. I'm going to show you. Have you ever played with that? Okay, don't yell out what it is. Just say, have you ever played with that? Yeah? You ever played with that? Yeah? I have too. Just think about it. Some people might not be allowed to play with that very much, particularly on Sunday. Have you ever played with that? No? Well, you have to ask your mommy and daddy, okay?
No.
Don't play with that if you're not allowed to, okay? I'm not trying to encourage you to do what you're not allowed to do, particularly on Sunday. Oh, did you get a good look? Have you ever played with that, Callan? No? Huh. That's interesting.
No.
Okay, Abigail. So, this is a bucket of mud. Who here has enjoyed playing with mud? Who here still gets to play with mud, even though they're an adult? Huh. I don't get to do it very much. Let's see here. I'm going to move this a little bit here. So I'm going to play with some mud. I like playing with mud. Hold on a second. Nope. Ah, it's pretty good mud too. Sticks. I like playing with mud, and what I used to do, what I remember most about playing with mud is on rainy days, there'd be mud puddles right next to the street, and we would go, and sometimes I'd sort of fall flat in them, and then I'd chase my brothers and sister. And you know, when you play with mud, you know, it gets all over you, you know. People can see it. And I have a question. Is mud bad? You can answer, you don't have to raise your hand. Is mud evil? I'm seeing a bunch of people shaking their heads, no, you're right. Mud isn't. If your parents are okay with you playing with mud, I'm okay with my kids playing with mud. As long as they're allowed to that day, right? On Sunday when they're dressed up really well, that would be a bad thing, right? Because you get dirty with your nice clothes, and you know, nice clothes Well, they're really hard to clean, you know. They're really hard to clean. I mean, my hands are hard to clean too. But there's nothing wrong with mud by itself. It's not appropriate in certain situations. But what I'm going to use mud for is a picture of sin. Okay? Mud isn't evil, but you know, sin, quite often when we're sinning, we can't see with our eyes how it makes us unfit for God's presence. You know, if I came to meeting like this, hopefully I never do that on purpose. Sorry, that's illegal in my household. Sarcasm. But if I came to meeting like this, would that be appropriate? Oh, it would be appropriate to go and wash up first, right? Okay, well, I'm gonna say, just for my example here, that I don't think mud's so bad. I don't think sin's so bad. I think I can handle it, and I don't think it's gonna stain everything I've got. I think my parents, you know, they, what would my dad or mom say about wanting me to be clean? Huh.
Got news for you.
Oh.
There's a verse in Isaiah 64 that says, "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags."
Whoa. Well, hold on a second. I mean, I've got some mud here, but that doesn't mean I can't do good things that are helpful. I saw that sparkly shirt over there. Can I just straighten it there for you a little bit? What would happen if I decided to straighten your shirt a little bit? I'd get it dirty. Wait a second. You're saying that just because I have mud on me and that I'm close to you, that would get you dirty? You know, some people don't think that their sin affects other people. Now, I see my wife over there, and I love my wife, and I'd love to give her a big hug. Rebecca, would you like to come up here and get a hug? Maybe later. I bet you she thinks she'd get dirty. Now, think about your own sin that you can't see. But, you know, it makes us unfit for God's presence. Our own sin gets in the way. It makes us unfit for God's presence. But, you know, I'd like to make it up to my dad. I think my dad would like me to be clean, and I think he'd like me to do something. I know, I'll do something helpful for him. Can I get a volunteer? Let's see. Okay, can you please grab that bag right there and just dump it out right there? Just don't step in the mud here, but yeah, dump that bag out there. You know, one of my chores at home when I was little was to, don't dump it on the mud there. Good job. Thank you. You can go sit down there. One of my jobs at home was to fold the laundry. Okay, it still is sometimes to fold the laundry. So let me show you how good a job I can do. See, I've got this. This is all clean laundry, by the way. This one says Joseph A. Bank Reserve. Huh. So I'm going to do, what was our verse? Let's see. By grace, be saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest they may. Let me show you how good a job I can fold a shirt. Watch this. My mom taught me really well about how to fold a shirt. You toss it out like this, and you button it up real nice. I might not take time to do that. So you don't have to always button it up, but it sure is helpful. Oop, I've got it upside down. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. You take the long, you put it upside down with the head towards you, and then fold the arms in real nice and neat. I don't know, things are sort of sticking to me a little bit today. It might not do quite as good a job as usual, but I think it'll be acceptable probably. I mean, I'm doing a good job. And, remember, girls. Okay. Oh, wow, that doesn't look quite as good as usual, but I bet you if I pull this side together. Huh. Okay. There we go. It's folded, see? Did I do a good job folding? Is this as good a job as some of you do? I think I did a pretty good job folding. If it wasn't muddy, it would be good. Now, I'm trying to do something nice here, and you're not accepting the work that I'm doing.
I wouldn't accept it either.
Oh, why not?
Well, because you're doing it with dirty hands.
Oh.
And Scripture says, they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
Oh. So, I think I understand that I can't do good works that are acceptable to my Father with dirty hands. Well, tell you what. I'll clean myself off. Let's see. I'm cleaner now, right? I'm not? I got less mud on my hands. More on my shirt. Oh. What am I going to do? Wash my shirt. I don't know about my shirt. Tell you what. I'm not sure what I... How am I... I've got mud here I can wash myself with. I've got a dirty rag I can wipe myself with. You've got a better idea, but hold on a second now. I'm still thinking. I like to come up with my own ideas. I could put on my black coat. Would that make me cleaner? I've got a big black coat here. I'll think about that. Would I still be clean? Would I be clean then if I put on my big black coat? I could hide my hands in my pockets.
Even if it wasn't visible, you'd still be dirty.
Even if it wasn't visible, I'd still be dirty. You're right. Huh. But I want to clean myself. I don't always like it when my... I like doing things my own way. And it sure has gotten me into a mess. What was that you offered, Dad?
I have soap and water and a towel. It works.
Oh. That's sort of humiliating. I'd have to humble myself and accept help. My dad is good at helping me. You know, this is a picture of God, right? He has a way of salvation to cleanse us from sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, yes. There's quite a mess around. I can't. That didn't work. Move some of the mess from my hands right onto my shirt. Okay. So I'm washing my hands. My father is providing water and soap. Oh, further up my wrist. He's saying I need more. All right. Hold on a second. Let me, yes, my forehead. My forehead needs to be cleaned too. Here. You know, this is just an example, right? The blood, I'm having to wash my hands, and my face. All right, let's see. And you know what? We sang, let's see, what was that spelling song we sang? Can, Lemoyne, you mind reading that spelling song that we sang? You can make his mic live there.
Glad tidings bring.
I bring that Jesus has come to save me. And he calls, all the girls, and he wants all the boys, too, to trust in him and have all their sins now washed away.
Okay, so my dad came up and poured water and gave me soap and a towel. And as far as I know, I'm clean. I can't see, you can see, but you know what? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, wow, where did the time go? I thought we were going to have lots more time to sing. You know what? Let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Okay? That is number 40. And we're going to sing it. We're all going to stand up. We've been sitting down for a long time. Go ahead, stand up. There we go. And every time that we would sing me instead of me, a whole song through, we're just going to point to ourselves and be quiet. We're going to be silent, okay? Because we need to think about our own sin before God and think, have I accepted the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ to wash my sins away? Okay? Here we go. And we can do the actions too, okay? Jesus loves me.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Saved from every harm. Yes.
All those.